Hello and welcome to NewsHour from the BBC World Service. We're coming to you live from our studio in London. I'm Lise Doucette. We start today's programme in Ukraine. Not just one story, but many. As this war moves toward its fifth devastating month, Russia's forces and firepower are now focused, as we often report, in eastern Ukraine, the Donbass, where it continues to inch forward. But this past week has also seen blistering attacks on cities, on civilians across the country. A crowded shopping mall in the centre of Ukraine, residential blocks in the capital, Kyiv. Today, in the early hours of the morning, powerful explosions rocked the southern city of Mykolaiv after Russian missiles struck an apartment building near the Black Seaport of Odessa. And it's not just attacks like this. Ukraine is also accusing Russia of stealing its, or trying to, its precious grain. And two British men have been captured by Russian forces and now charged with being mercenaries. Well, let's get the latest on all of these developments. We can go to Kyiv, the capital, to join our correspondent, Joe Inwood. Joe, let's start with Mykolaiv. As you know, it's been attacked on and off repeatedly since the start of Russia's invasion at the end of February. Does it now again feel particularly threatened?
Yeah, I think it probably does. This is a city that's been not on the front line of the fighting on the ground so much, but really has come under heavy attacks. We don't have that much information about these blasts this morning, but a number of explosions were reported by the city's mayor. The sirens were going off and people were told to take shelter. Now, of course, the context to all of this, Lise, as you were pointing out before, is the other attacks that we've seen, that devastating attack on a shopping centre at the start of the week, and then also this attack on an apartment block and a holiday resort that happened yesterday. The death toll for that has now gone to 21 people. And so I think there is a general sense here that the front lines are covering large parts of this country now, not in terms of ground fighting, but in terms of where civilians are vulnerable to missile attacks.
And whenever there are attacks in the south, so close to Ukraine's biggest port, or at least was its biggest port, the Black Sea port of Odessa, it's a reminder, if one was needed, that Russia is also accused of weaponizing food because the grain can't get out. And Ukraine again accusing Russia of taking some of the grain out itself, and Turkey being asked to stop a Russian flagged vessel. What else is known about that?
Yeah, it's so worrying, isn't it, how grain has become such a central part of this war. Of course, grain is a huge export for this country, and large parts of the Ukrainian economy depend on exporting it. Of course, they can't do that because of the blockade on its ports and the fact that some of those ports have been taken. Ports like Mariupol and Berdyansk. And Berdyansk is where this ship is said to have left from, carrying what the Ukrainians say is requisitioned, is stolen grain, basically. Now, it's a 7,000 tons of the grain has apparently been stuck on a ship and sailed out and is currently in port in Turkey. And that's why they're asking the Turkish authorities to seize this. Now, of course, the Russians deny stealing grain. They've always denied using food as a weapon of war. But I think the evidence is quite clear on this. The BBC, indeed, has investigated this too, has tracked using satellite imagery how Russians, when they occupy territory, take grain that is in warehouses, take grain that is in farms there, and ship it either to occupied territory, to the annexed Crimean Peninsula, or to the Russian mainland, and then try and re-export it. And that is what they're being accused of again today.